Welcome, bathroom brainiacs, trivia enthusiasts, and curious minds, to the podcast that turns your restroom rendezvous into a brain-boosting experience. Get ready to take a break from the mundane and turn those bathroom moments into an epic trivia showdown. I'm your host, Matthew Livingstone, and this is Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. Let's take a leak and listen. This is episode 11. Today's episode is Star Trek Voyager Season 1, and of course, some general trivia on Voyager. So let's see if there really is coffee in that nebula. Question number 1. What is the registry number of the USS Voyager? Question number 2. What class of ship is the USS Voyager? Question number 3. What made this class of ship unique, specifically its warp drive? Question number 4. Where did Captain Janeway find Tom Paris, who would become Voyager's con officer? Question number 5. What is the name of the race that initially shows up the first season, stealing organs to keep their people alive, but makes several other appearances throughout the series? Question number 6. What is the maximum sustainable warp factor that Voyager can maintain? Question number 7. What replaced isolinear chips in Voyager? This was meant to speed up computing time. Voyager's class of ship was the first class to have integrated this into ship systems. Question number 8. When Voyager's chief medical officer is killed in the first episode, who becomes the CMO for the remainder of the series? Question number 9. Janeway is tasked with chasing down a rogue faction. This faction has many members in the past, including Michael Eddington and Ro Laren. What is the name of this faction? And question number 10, what race is Neelix? All right, now that you've had a chance to think of your answers, let's review them. So, question number 1. What is the registry number of the USS Voyager? And that is NCC-74656. Question number 2. What class of ship was the USS Voyager? And it was an Intrepid class. Question number 3. What made the ship class unique, specifically its warp drive? And that is the variable geometry nacelles. The nacelles curved upward to improve engine efficiency by optimizing field stress. In theory, this design prevented damage to subspace, as the Enterprise discovered in the Next Generation episode, Force of Nature. Question number 4. Where did Captain Janeway find Tom Paris, who would become Voyager's con officer? And he was in a Federation penal settlement in New Zealand. Question number 5. What is the name of the race that initially shows up in the first season, stealing organs to keep their people alive, but makes several other appearances throughout the series? And that is the Vidians. Question number 6. What is the maximum sustainable warp factor that Voyager can maintain? And that is warp 9.975. Question number 7. What replaced isolinear chips in Voyager? This was meant to speed up computing time. Voyager's class of ship was the first class to have this integrated into ship's systems, and that is the bioneural gel packs. Question number 8. When Voyager's chief medical officer is killed in the first episode, who becomes the CMO for the remainder of the series? And that is the emergency medical hologram, known as the Doctor, played by Robert Picardo. Question number 9. Janeway is tasked with chasing down a rogue faction. This faction has many members in the past, including Michael Eddington and Ro Laren. What is the name of this faction? And that is the Maquis. And question number 10. What race is Neelix? And he was a Talaxian, played by Ethan Phillips. The hint for next week's episode is going to be all about the Great White North. And that's it for today's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia. How did you do? Don't forget, please leave me a review on your podcatcher of choice. If you want to donate to the podcast, earn yourself a shout out, have me write a game for you, or even if you want to come on the podcast, please go check me out at Patreon at patreon.com/bathroombreaktrivia. If you have any suggestion, comments, or want to tell me how you did, please feel free to reach out to me at bathroombreaktrivia@gmail.com or join the Facebook group Bathroom Break Trivia. Just send a request to join and I'll let you right in. The music you hear on the podcast is Sunshine Whistle by Top Flow and Funky by Grand Project. Both songs come from Pixabay, royalty-free music. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. And until next week, this is your host, Matthew Livingstone, signing off.